AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Donald Trump says he's not interested in getting daily intelligence briefings, saying he doesn't need to be told the same thing day after day.
I don't need that. But I do say if something should change, let us know. Now, in the meantime, my generals are great, are being briefed, and Mike Pence is being briefed, who is, by the way, one of my very good decisions. He's terrific.
Trump on Fox News Sunday delivered an unprecedented public dismissal by a president-elect of the nation's massive and sophisticated intelligence apparatus. He also called a recent CIA assessment of Russian hacking tied to the presidential election ridiculous, something that puzzles Republican Senator John McCain.
I don't know what to make of it because it's clear the Russians interfered. Now, whether they intended to interfere to the degree that they were trying to elect a certain candidate, I think that's a subject of investigation.
He appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. A slap of reality is what one meteorologist calls the wintry weather that has Great Lakes states covered in a blanket of snow. Dennis Ebner lives in suburban Cleveland in Wickliffe, Ohio.
I probably have about 27, 28 inches of snow in my driveway. I've spent most of the time snow blowing again and again and again.
The Chicago area got less than that, but the city's aviation website said more than 1,200 flights had been canceled at O'Hare and 175 at Midway just as of late Sunday morning. John Glenn's hometown church in Ohio has held a candlelight vigil to celebrate the life and legacy of the hero astronaut. Glenn is expected to lie in state on Friday in the Ohio State House Rotunda. Funeral services have been held for two victims of the warehouse fire December 2nd in Oakland, California, that killed 36 people. This is AP Radio News. This verdict just in from New Orleans. The man who killed ex-Saints star Will Smith has been found guilty of manslaughter. Cardell Hayes also found guilty of attempted manslaughter for wounding Smith's wife. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has issued a statement expressing his condolences to victims' families after twin bombings in Istanbul. The AP's Dominic Sogel reports Turkey has launched a full investigation into the violence.
Turkey was in a deep state of mourning after twin bombing attacks killed dozens of people and wounded more than 100 others. The two explosions came shortly after a soccer match had ended. One, authorities said, was caused by a car bomb, and the second was a suicide bomber who had been intercepted at a nearby park.
Islamic State militants have recaptured the ancient city of Palmyra from Syrian troops, scoring a major advance after a year of setbacks in Syria and in neighboring Iraq. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.